Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Tuesday, the second day of June 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got several very informative guests joining us today. You can see who our guests are in the guest box at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the upper right-hand corner. But before we go there, wow, the whoppers that are in the news again today. I was aware of the globalist agenda to roll this out, but not this quick. The new thing that's going to get really hot, and you're going to be phobic if you don't like it, now that they've moved on to their final phase with Caitlyn Jenner and the rest of it, is becoming disabled by choice, not chance, trans-abled. See, they're abled. People feel like imposters in their fully working bodies. They need to chop their arms and legs off. I first saw a documentary probably 12, 13 years ago at South by Southwest, and I forget the name. I got invited to a couple of the showings as a media person, and I went to it. And it showed these gay men that had moved to Mexico where it was legal. It wasn't legal here in the U.S. And he chopped both his arms and legs off because he chopped one arm off, and that wasn't enough, and the other arm, and then one leg. And then he wore a diaper and lived in a box. And his lover took care of him and changed his diaper. Now, of course, that's completely degenerate, completely perverted, completely satanic, completely and totally sick. And they're going to move and make you pay for it. Now, if somebody thinks they're a woman, a lot of the genetics are there. There are studies that some people have a woman's brain in a man's body or a man's brain in a woman's body, especially with all the chemicals in utero early on in the development. I mean, some of that's going on. And the hormones in the food, it's on record that it confuses every other advanced form of life. Other mammals, amphibians, fish, you name it. So I'm not up here judging people, but the agenda behind pushing all of this is to confuse society and break everything down and make the natural systems, the set default systems, basically anathema. And every time I mention, there was another documentary I read about, I think it was in Texas Monthly, I didn't see it, where people go and they chop fingers off, arms off, but also the big thing is they'll get molten lead poured on their backs to have big scarification, or they like to get shot with 357 magnums in the article I read through up under the chest, but missing the heart to blow a huge shrapnel hole in the back, and those are real sexy, supposedly. Well, now it's in the National Post, the biggest paper in Canada, out of Ottawa. You can go read all about it today for those of you that think I'm making this stuff up. This is the new big push, and you're just not cool enough to understand how wonderful it is to be shot with a 357 Magnum or how cool the bullet holes are. And you know what? In a sick way, I get that better than having arms and legs chopped off. I mean, I don't see that at any level other than, quote, wanting to be taken care of and all this stuff and being helpless. And I guess in a helpless population that's into that, that's the religion, that it'll become sanctified. It'll become like a religion. But, yeah, I've seen women that think, you know, scars all over guys are sexy. And I guess in a way it's manly when somebody's got scars on them, especially fighting scars or bullet wounds or whatever. At an archetypal level in the tribe, we see the old warriors with scars all over them as tough. Or you can see a veteran with an arm or a leg blown off and you recognize that sacrifice instantly, and at a primitive level, you feel an appreciation towards them. But I'll assure you, they don't like their arm or leg being blown off. And if they did, something was wrong with them. It's very sick. Very, very sick. But see, that's because I'm a trans-abled phobic. And they're now, as I predicted years ago, coming out and calling it pedophobic. NAMBLA is in courts in Australia, the UK, and other major countries, and they've got judges agreeing with them that raping children is loving and that we are pedophobes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids. What the f*** is this?
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love things. How do you get your abortion paid
for? I pay for them.
Really? How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you, being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One, two, three, four. Wow, watch out.
These that's the guys that attack our children.
From the front lines. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is a live transmission. We are live, broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday edition, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas in FEMA Region 6.
easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people.
Sabrina Brzezinski.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've been saying that this is an emergency transmission for 20 years on air, and that we've been broadcasting live from occupied former U.S. territory in FEMA Region 6, and people thought that was a little bit cheeky, a little bit hokey, a little bit corny, a little bit over the top 20 years ago, and they thought it was still a little bit of a joke 15 years ago. But then, since then, they've gone from thinking maybe we really are in occupied territory to saying, absolutely, Alex, and it's worse than you say. Because the bottom has fallen out. There are no restraints anymore on tyranny other than our noncompliance and our voting with our dollars. And those are still massive resistance points. But when you talk about government and institutions, the dam has broken at the federal level. The federal government is fully captured and fully run by foreign globalist interests. There are a few final citadels of reason, like Senator Rand Paul, and he is decried as an enemy of the state for standing with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I come on air almost every day and I'm stunned now. Because basically everything I talked about 20 years ago has now happened. And now what we're talking about is coming next in the next 5 to 10 years will happen. But by then we won't be on the air if they complete their takeover. I mean, we know the enemy plan. We know how hardcore it is. We know how real it is. And I just wish the general public knew how much peril they were in. I mean, we got really bad people getting control who've premeditatedly planned to carry out scientific wickedness because that's who they are. Let me just give you the headlines, and we'll see if I can control myself. I've never been able to do this. Back when I was first on air 20 years ago, I could go through all the headlines and just read them, but it's become a neurosis where I just cannot just hit the headline and then go back over it. I have to just hit four or five stories and then stop on one. It's like the owl and the old Tootsie Roll commercials. Can we find that? How many, you go to the wise old owl to find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll. And he says, how many licks does it take, Mr. Owl? And he says, let me see. One, two, three, crunch, three. It's just too hard not to bite, but this is why I'm freaked out every time.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why, you never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. One, two, three.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
That's right, but today is the day. I'm going to read at least 50 news headlines without biting. Associated Press. FBI behind mysterious surveillance aircraft over U.S. cities. Salon. Continued bulk data collection by NSA is part of Rand Paul's white privilege racism. It's hard not to comment on that one. Cultural cleansing of Christian males, Pat Buchanan. Video, Muslims prefer Sharia, want blasphemy laws in the U.S. Bilderberg 2015, Elites Prepare for Nuclear and Economic Devastation. Special report, Infowars.com, video. That's coming up. Rule by the Corporations, TTIP, the Corporate Empowerment Act, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Hacked emails expose George Soros as Ukraine puppet master. Florida court rules off-the-grid living illegal. Maine takes major step towards removing concealed weapons permit mandate. Liberals worship Caitlyn Jenner as transgender goddess. Cult-like adulation is downright creepy. Cult's the word. Obama prepares to restrict guns outside of law. Makes draconian announcement. Trendies ready for ultimate wearable. Chip implanted in their skin, used for payments. All being announced. U.S. delivers 2,000 rockets for Iraq, but holds half back. Obama, I will never engage in politics in which I'm trying to divide people. Well, that's funny. That's a good one. We've never been at war in East Asia either, right? Or Big Brother loves me. Double plus good. Let me just stop right there in that stack. Vince Vaughn is as pro-gun as it gets. Makes powerful announcements. Will be targeted. Teachers complain. Chaos reigns at St. Paul School. Spend millions on white privilege training. Pentagon anthrax scandal spreads to Canada. So they're mailing anthrax all over the place. Well, they did it before, back in 2001. Went on again. Does that count as biting into the Tootsie Roll? Not exactly. How ABC World News Tonight became a ratings winner. That's total spin. They've all plunged. It's just this is the turd that's floating at the top. Excuse my French, but the allegory does fit, doesn't it? Sometimes the vulgar in the repertoire of the semantic lexicon is the proper colloquialism in the nomenclature to communicate the larger verbiage to the population as a whole. Study, painkillers, anti-anxiety medications linked to increased risk of homicides, CBS News. Oh, another conspiracy theory comes true. Not brushing your teeth can lead to dementia and heart disease. That's been known forever, but now more studies. That's just some of what we're going to be going over. Becoming disabled by choice, not chance. Trans-abled people are like imposters in their fully working bodies, and the new move, National Post, is you're going to pay for people that have their arms and legs chopped off that want to live in baskets and be pushed around by their perv daddies. Oh, of course, it's sexual in nature. Continuing, we're going to break all of this down. Company launches a mood-changing wearable that zaps brains. Well, that's what the TV already does to you. And this is a headline out of Quartz. We now spend more than 8 hours a day consuming media. Google's project gets it right. New wearable jeans. That ties into all that information. 10 years without a hurricane hitting. It's Florida's lucky streak about to end. Well, I mean, Al Gore said we had record hurricanes last year, even though we had the lowest amount since the National Weather Service said since 1960. But, I mean, who cares if we didn't have any hurricanes last year that hit the U.S.? Al Gore said it was devastating. We had record amounts. And he said the Antarctic melted. Doesn't matter. It's the largest ever recorded. Ice, how far the ice reaches and how thick it is. Doesn't matter. Al Gore controls reality. It's like when Winston's been told by O'Brien in 1984 when he's torturing him. He says, listen, don't think that we can't suspend the laws of gravity with our mathematicians. It won't matter. We don't really do it. We'll torture you till you believe it. How many fingers am I holding up? 4. Tortures him. No, I'm not. How many? 5, 10, 12, 50. He goes, that's right. You will say I'm holding up what I tell you and you'll believe it. He holds up 4 fingers again. And he tells him he sees 5 and he sees 5. And he goes, now I'm going to free you. Now you've been cured. Obama never said that Obamacare was free. He always said it would triple prices. That's right. That's right. And he always said there were death panels, that they were good for the old people and the veterans. Of course, he said none of that was true. Of course, it is. But does it matter? We've got to learn to love Big B. Big B. Big Brother, I love you.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday worldwide transmission. Already the second day of June 2015. All right. Earlier at the start of the broadcast, if you just joined us, I talked about a story out of the National Post, the big national paper of Canada out of Ottawa, their capital. Becoming disabled by choice, not chance, transabled people, learn that term. Your children will be taught about it. And They'll come to you and say they want their fingers and arms chopped off and legs chopped off. I'm not joking. And if you don't let them, the state will hover in and say that you're abusing your children and we'll take them from you. This is actually what I'm predicting 10 years from now, maybe even five. Becoming disabled by choice, not chance, trans-abled people feel like imposters in their own fully working bodies. And it was about, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. I don't buy tickets to South by Southwest, but I was invited to go down as media and see some of the films. So I just randomly had a pass I've been given, and I went in to one that was about, I'm forgetting the name of it, but we were able to Google it and find it, a nugget porn. Basically, it's one of the terms used, but it's the people that have their arms and legs chopped off, and you never stop. And then they usually commit suicide after that because they're into death, they're into being helpless, and it's a sexual perversion that comes out of the, quote, gay community. But nothing can be perverse out of the gay community, I'm sorry. So it's the new wondrous thing. They also shoot each other with 357 magnums and blow big holes in each other and then try to mutilate the wounds so they're big and ugly. And then do things with the wounds. But notice the rollout of it is it's a wonderful new thing. There are these poor victims, and they just have the opposite of the syndrome where you can't feel your arms or your legs. Well, here they just don't feel connected to them. They just don't feel like they're part of their body. It's oppressing them, and they're trans-abled by becoming disabled. They also, for 20-something years, have bug chasers. Men who go around wanting to get HIV or hepatitis. And then you have the men that give it to them, where men will go. I mean, you can read the Rolling Stone article about it and others, and have like 50 guys line up and do you know what inside of them, hoping to catch some diseases. And then if you don't like that and don't want your five-year-old taught about it, again, you hate the gay people. And this is where decadent, collapsing societies go. And then they sell tolerance, and then it never ends. It goes on to say, becoming disabled by choice, not chance, trans-abled people feel like imposters in their fully working bodies. Again, parental discretion is advised. This is part of the Humanities series, to learn the wonderful humanities. When he cut off his right arm, very sharp power tool, a man who now calls himself One-Handed Jason, let everyone believe it was an accident. But he had for months tried different means of cutting or crushing the limb that never quite felt like his own. Training himself on first aid so he wouldn't bleed to death, even practicing on animal parts sourced from a butcher. So see, you're not Jeffrey Dahmer-esque. No, you're an artist. My goal was to get the job done with no hope of reconstructing or reattaching. So he should have gone and helped people in charity. He should have gone and climbed mountains. He should have joined a boxing club. But no. How much you want to bet this guy, Mommy, did everything for him? My goal was to get the job done, and it goes into him. It's the dark side of rights inflation. Why activists should reject the impulse to frame all grievances as human rights. And that's because they are now pushing it as a right in Germany. East German sex spies, Tunnelgate and crack, everything you need to know about Canada's scandalous history. And then it breaks it all down. It says his goal was to become disabled. Now, they're rolling out a cutesy case for you and then posing it like, should this be a new right and a new cool thing we pay for, like sex changes? Hey, you want to get a sex change? That's your issue. I shouldn't have to pay for your elective medical procedures, like a nose job. I don't want to pay for your daughter's nose job because she wants to look like a Barbie doll and wants to chop her noble nose off. Understand? Oh, my gosh, you hate women. No, I don't. I'm sick of paying for everything. Now, when we come back from break, Matt, here in the office, I was back in the back having a debate with folks saying, no, this is not something where people just don't recognize their body parts. That's the cover. This is actually a sicko movement that's into mutilation and is generally sexually connected. And Matt goes, oh, yeah, I knew guys going to college that were into nugget porn. And I went, that's right. That's how the people make money on the side that are when you live in a box with your arms and legs cut off and your perv daddy, that's what they call him, I guess, comes over and does things to you and then puts diapers on you. And I'm sorry to talk like this, folks, but we're not going to let them roll this out up front as cute and fun to sell it to our kids, just like they sell Prozac and Ritalin. We're going to destroy it up front.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You probably have never heard me talk about nugget porn or transabled. That's not the name of it. By the people that practice it. That's the new politically correct term to push it. But we're covering it now because we have to, because they're getting ready to roll it out worldwide as the new perversion. Because once they can destabilize your central nervous system to accept things that aren't natural, the globalists can push their other agendas once you don't have any morals or mooring. This is a scientific takeover plan. Oh, you're just not cool. You don't like to chop your fingers and then your arm off. And, you know, you don't think it's sexy to cook your own arm and eat it. That's also part of this whole genre. Out of Hellraiser. Out of Dante's Ninth Circle. But then they want you, and that's what the Canadian News is reporting on, the National Post, they want you to pay to have their arms and legs cut off.
That way it's done properly and done by professionals.
Now, in case you think I'm lying, as every time I mention this, people don't believe me. We'll put it on screen for TV viewers. Rolling Stone on bug chasers. Just type in men who are in search of death. Cover story. Rolling Stone, 2003. I covered it 20 years ago. People who want to get HIV, who want to have solidarity with folks that have it, and then they get it, and then they become givers. And people sign contracts so they can't be indicted, because it's a felony to obviously give somebody HIV if you know you've got it and you don't tell them. And it's like, please give me the gift. Oh, it's so trendy. This is what happened in every society that got decadent, where there was too much food, too much water, too much freedom. Six societies form that demand unlimited everything from the productive, and the productive that, you know, never get women who never get tired of their husband. Men who love their wives or love their girlfriends, people that, you know, I never get sick of a Dos Equis lager and cheese enchiladas or fajitas. I know folks that are like, I got to go have escargot, or I got to go have karzu marzu, you know, that rich people pay $1,000 a plate for in New York, that's maggots in rotting cheese. I've been in New York restaurants when I've been up there, and well-to-do folks have invited me out to dinner, and I've seen karzu marzu on the special little insert. As, by the way, they got illegal stuff in New York that's human bones out of catacombs that they fly in out of Italy, the mafia does, I forget the name of it, and they boil it in a delicious soup. You know what? I don't think I'm going to have the human bone soup. You know what? I'm not going to have the maggot cheese. I think I'm going to have the veal piccata. And then people are like, oh, that's a baby cow. How evil of you. The point is, see how the mindset is twisted? Where anything sick or degenerate is automatically elevated. And, oh, you just don't get it. Oh, no, I get it. I get it. It's not like I lived some repressed lifestyle growing up in Dallas, Texas in the 80s and 90s. And then coming to Austin. It's not like I haven't been around the block. I understand all this stuff because I've seen people I've known that have gotten into it. It's like the drug culture, the self-destructive culture. That's what this is about. That's why gay men have the lowest life expectancy of anyone in the world. In the world. People say, oh, it's just not accepted. It's because they're not liked. No. It's because it's a nihilistic party culture on average. On average, it's destructive. And I'm not here judging anybody. You don't freak me out, two guys together. It's that I know that it's unhealthy in the spectrum. Now, are people that are into that lifestyle on average higher IQs? Do they create a lot of stuff? Absolutely. Is there some nice things about that whole destructive culture? Certainly, it has some manifestations that are positive. But in the whole, no. Alone, mean, treating each other badly. Incredible promiscuity. It is death. The wages of sin are death. What was that headline from Rolling Stone? In search of death. In search of death, wanting to get HIV, wanting to get hepatitis, wanting to chop your arms and legs off, wanting to live 20 years. I was reading this one article about one of these guys living in a box. They like to be walled off in a box except when their owner shows up to change them and feed them and rape them and you know, all the rest of it. And then usually the abuse gets bad where they'll be left for days. And then they beg and wiggle around in their own excrement. And I'm sorry to be gross, but let's just get all this out in the open. And then beg to be taken care of. And then finally their lover, close quote, leaves them to die with flies all over them in their closet, in their basket, in their cardboard box. And now taxpayers, just like I've got to pay for abortions if I live in Travis County, Austin, Texas, chopping babies up is liberal and trendy. Well, now chopping your own arms and legs off is trendy. And so if you want to know what's hot at UT or what's the big deal at colleges around the country, let's bring Matt on. I recently graduated from college, worked in radio and TV, works here in our office, and I was having an argument back there explaining that this is not really an argument. I was saying, no, the media is selling this because they just don't like their limbs. In the main line, where this came from, is homosexual men wanting to hurt their bodies and wanting to catch HIV and wanting to commit suicide and wanting to be hurt. And it's incredible. It's mentally ill. I mean, if a heterosexual went out and started hacking themselves with a hatchet, they'd be thrown in a mental institution and should be. But no, 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 no. When a artist does it, you know, Vincent van Gogh was insane, folks. Probably had lead and mercury poisoning when he cut his ear off and gave it to the prostitute for payment because she wouldn't give him anymore. He was in love with her. Now, you can call that romantic, but it was still mental illness to take a razor blade and chop his ear off. Was he a genius? Absolutely. Was he mentally ill? Absolutely. Matt, tell us about nugget porn.
Well, you know, once you get into nugget porn, there's really no going back. Or at least I hear.
But again, none of this exists. We're just being hateful. Without getting into too much detail, but we have to expose this so folks know what to look out for out there as this is being pushed. What do you make of them rolling it out in the news that it's the new cute, cool thing to do?
Well, I don't know what to say other than it's a great conversation starter.
Have you ever seen nugget porn?
Can I admit that on air?
If you want to tell the truth or don't, I mean, you told me earlier you haven't.
Yeah, no, it was a big joke, but it is a great conversation starter. People think you're very progressive, and nuggets are people too, and so they should be admired.
Okay, so you're being serious. Describe what university you were going to and the worship of the nuggets.
So up at Illinois State, you can catch my roommates or I running around just, you know, messing with people. But, yeah, it is a real thing. And it is kind of sick.
Yeah, you guys were just joking about it because it was, or they were joking about it because it was sick, you told me. But there were folks that were into it. And are you serious that folks were saying this was in the trendy circle, something that was to be admired? Because I guess it's called a nugget because there's no arms or legs. It's more like a snail.
Yeah, it's a sick slang term. And you can find it on answers.com. I'm searching for it right now.
Well, the issue here is this is real. How prevalent was the discussion or the viewing, if you know, of nugget porn?
Well, it's obviously got a niche. It's a pretty well-known name, and it's right here on Answers. And so they're saying
nugget porn is when a person has no legs or arms, mm-hmm. a nugget, and the porn, but is self-explanatory. It generally very disturbing seeing women of such disability put through such things they are normally forced to take part in these films. Yeah, it's basically horrible rape porn. In my view, from I've never seen it because I will not look at such things, that it's about people that want to see oppression. Another big sexy thing that we covered a few years ago, according to these people, is the torture of animals. Beautiful women stomping on kitty cats, stomping on puppies, sometimes stomping their brains out. I will not watch it, but I've read the criminal reports of folks indicted for doing it to make the porn. In fact, guys, will you look up what the name of torturing animals in porn is? But it's also super trendy. And the liberals say this should be accepted when it's sexual because it's a form of art. And again, I guess that would be torture animal phobe. I'm against raping children, so that would be that'd be a pedophobe. And I guess if you're against paying for or having people chop their arms and legs off, I am a trans-abled phobe. Would you say that you're a trans-abled phobe or a nugget phobe, Matt?
Yeah, I'm not really into that. That kind of freaks me out.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like? But, I mean, you're serious that up there where you went to college, there were some people that actually were like, what? Don't you dare joke about this. This is super elegant. Or were you joking?
It was a joke to us, but other people reacted a lot of different ways. There were people who, you know, accepted it. There are people who got freaked out and would just drop the conversation right there and leave. So,
do you want to pay to have someone's arms and legs chopped off?
How are my tax dollars going to that?
They are really pushing to have people pay for it.
That blows my mind.
Oh, it's makers of crush porn videos in Philippines sentenced to life in prison. There you go. Crush porn. A tiny kitty or puppy, you kill it. And, you know, when we ran into those commies, they were just like, I kill my kids. I love it. It's like this, I can hurt little things. I've got power. There's nothing you can do.
That might be a good question for them. If they know anything about nugget porn, they might.
Who knows? They're such wonderful students of history. Who knows? All right, thank you, Matt. Nugget porn, crush porn. And again, folks, fighting this almost promotes it, but I've told you there's stuff a lot worse than what we talk about on air. That's some of it, and then it just gets worse. They've had famous cases in Europe. I'll have Watson write a new article just boiling it all down. In England, in France, in the Netherlands, in Finland, in just all those countries where they'll find a dungeon under some police chief's house, you know, with 18 skeletons of two-year-olds in it and some two- and three-year-olds in cages that weigh one-half what they should and satanic pentagrams. I mean, you know, it's just that's who runs things, okay? And then you look over here with all the pedophiles in Congress, this is what they're into. They look at Marilyn Monroe, and she's disgusting. And they think we're bad because we like Marilyn Monroe. They look at a horse or a dismembered body or a child or a dead animal, and they see beauty because they are demons. Jimmy Savile, best friends with the Prince of Wales. Highest level security clearance in the royal family. Had necrophilic sex in the hospitals with the dead children, and had a secret torture area for the little girls in the charity he ran. And while he raped them, he would tell them that Satan was going to inhabit them and suck their soul. And now they've declared national security because they're beginning to find the dead bodies. That's who's coming for you when they get your guns. That's who wants full control. And once they get a tyranny in place, they will do it to everybody. They want to pull down everything that's good. They want to destroy basic human liberty. They want to overturn everything wholesome. They are coming. They are coming. You think it's bad? You've seen nothing. This is only the enemy scouts we've already run into. We haven't even been hit by the center of their vanguard. And they all have that crazed look of Savile. You want to know how he looks? If you're watching us on TV, put that headline back up there. Celebrity's arrest could soar after horrified police discover Jimmy Savile's secret lair. And you see that look in his face? That's the trendy liberal. Hi. Oh, yes. Ooh. I want to help kids like the Sandusky Foundation with troubled little boys and girls. And, of course, Savile was a big anti-gun guy and a big liberal because he really wants to help you and your family. What does Melissa Harris Perry say on MSNBC? Your kids belong to us. I'll get you and your little dog, too. And when I look at these people, I can see them. I know who they are. And they've got giant masses of good police, good social workers, good people who are compartmentalized and are so good, they can't recognize what they're right next to. And they are just like the 18, 17-year-old women that would see the non-threatening Ted Bundy in his gray suit and his yellow Volkswagen going, hey, let's go have some ice cream. Let's go see a movie. You sure are a beautiful young lady. The back of his mind, I'm going to torture her for a month straight. I'm going to bite chunks out of her. I'm going to make her beg for her mommy and daddy. They're never coming. That's the music I like to hear. So you just remember that. I've studied these psychopaths. I know them, and I'm the opposite of them. I am a sheepdog 110%. I'm looking for other sheepdogs that want to take these people on and want to get in there politically with these wolves, and we will tear them down. We will destroy them. I have an instinct to nurture and build up the innocent. I have an instinct to smash the brains out of perverts, smash the brains out of pedophiles, kick their teeth in, drag them down, bring them low, throw them into the sea. Burning's too good for them. Hanging's too good for them. To quote a scene out of Heavy Metal, they should be torn to little pieces and buried alive. And if you don't have that instinct to hate predators that want to feed on innocent, you're not alive. Ah! Now, before I go any further, we're going to come back from break and shift gears into world news, the attack on the Second Amendment, bombshell news on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But briefly, when I announced that we're selling out of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 with the incredible properties and just it's a good halogen and just what it does is a game changer in my body, I know. It's amazing. Just a chain reaction. You got to go through the detox first, though. It hits most people in 2 weeks. It's hardcore. Hardcore, the amount of energy it's given me, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com. When I started announcing we had a limited supply, I thought it would take 3 weeks to sell out. At current rates, it's going to sell out in about 5-6 days. InfoWarsLife.com. We've never sold out of X2. We sold out of original Survival Shield a couple times. The problem is that the process is really hard to do because it's pure to put it into gas form and then inject it into the organic palm oil. And we are running low on the supply of crystals itself. It can be a few months till we get more, and then after that, who knows? I hate to even announce that because it's a good selling issue up front, but it's true that we're running out. So midterm, long term, we could never have it again, potentially. InfoWarsLife.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your voice inside your head.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. You see, once I get into subjects like this so people understand what we're fighting, just like abortion leads to killing babies, killing the handicapped, killing old people, putting veterans on don't treat list, this all comes out of snuff porn. And I should have said that at the first. Joe Jennings said this all comes out of snuff porn. And snuff porn has been going on for 100 years since film started. And it's where men, women, children are killed on tape. Hollywood gets busted all the time, importing it out of Eastern Europe. It's kept very, very quiet. But the FBI does bust people. And the descriptions of snuff porn in a national Italian TV piece that came out a few years ago was incredible. By the way, they fired both the reporters that put it out. It was true. They were paying upwards of $50,000 per VHS tape. That's how it was put on there, non-digital, of two-year-olds in Russia being raped and their heads being blown off. And look, I don't normally talk about stuff like this, but it's in the news. People need to know. And then Joe Biggs ran up here and said the back office told him he had to come tell the story because they're back there watching and listening right now. Joe Biggs ran into this. And that's where crush porn comes from, hurting dogs, hurting cats. You get arrested for that, so people do it with rats and mice. And wait till Joe Biggs tells the story. I meant to shift gears into other news, but we're putting bookends on this right now to understand the type of just abject evil being pushed. I mean, what's next? Joe Biggs.
Yeah, so I had a friend back in Charlotte, one of my best buds. He started dating this new girl, really attractive lady, but none of us knew what she did. It was really mysterious. And we kept asking her. She wouldn't say. And well, one day we were at a party, and I guess she had had a few shots and decided to open up. And I said, well, what is it that you do? And she goes, well, I get paid to wear lingerie, have a robe over the top. Then we get a webcam, film it. I strip down, and I wear high heels, and I squash cockroaches, goldfish, mice, rats. And it's a fetish porn called crush porn.
Which is really just people that want to see snuff films but can't pay for it. And again, this is what evil is, folks. This is what's running our Congress. This is why they're doing such evil stuff. That's why they're doing all these terrible anti-human things, because these are people that have lost their souls. And, yeah. And Joe, you were telling me that she was incredibly beautiful. What they're into is the destruction of innocence, taking God's creation, a beautiful woman that should be a wife, a mother, and turning her into a killer of innocence, taking a mother, getting her to kill her babies. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, she only had to do it a few nights a week. I mean, she had enough money to have a Mercedes-Benz and a BMW and a nice house. And, you know, we started noticing something was up when her feet really smelled horrible. And it was from all those, you know, animals and rats and bugs that she was squashing, like butterflies, out of control. I can never look at her the same again. And someone actually pays for that to watch it. They actually get off on that.
Huh. I tell you, I just, it's unbelievable. Joe Biggs, thank you so much. Again, I mentioned this mutilation porn stuff a long time ago, and they have news articles saying I made it up. Kind of like I mentioned how the chemicals they put in the water make people become basically multisexual by design and give you cancer. That's all mainstream news now. This is all a plan, folks, and it's just pure evil. It's all about feeding the desires of wicked, twisted, degenerate, aberrant people. And that's why they want to make us basically accept what they're doing. That's their ultimate fetish, is conquering us. This is scum of the earth conquering us. I mean, Rand Paul came out and said we shouldn't be 1984 and have illegal spying. And they had an FBI informant in Salon write an article saying he's racist because we should all be spied on and have no rights to unify us under tyranny is the ultimate liberalness. See, they're sick cults of tyrants. They're filth. They love the aberrant nature of being spied on. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.